our man, who is no doubt fully rested from his long off season, probably missed us a ton. It is Mark Folliwell.
Absolutely.
Man, what have you been doing for the last 6 days?
Yeah, I thought I was done with you guys last week or vice versa.
Seriously.
We all did.
Yeah. But, yeah, I've been on vacation in Tulum for a few days, and I was actually at Coba on Wednesday. Now, Coba is a Mayan ruin site about 45 minutes of a drive northwest of Tulum.
Okay.
So there's a big pyramid there called Nohoc Mul, which is the tallest pyramid, Mayan ruins pyramid of the Yucatan. And it's one that you could actually still climb. Now, you can't right now, and my understanding is that's all COVID and social distancing restrictions, and that they will open that back up to climbing in the future. But you could climb it, and I wasn't sure what the situation was, so we went there with the idea of doing that, and I was so excited to get to do this. And then it was really devastating that that didn't happen. But the point of all of that is, at some point, I took my phone out of my pocket to take some pictures of us while we were at Coba. And I looked down, and among the notifications I saw on my phone was a text from Sturm that said, "Well, now." What does Bob mean by that?
Yeah.
And I started looking at the other notifications that were on my phone, and you can imagine the number of expletives that came out of my mouth, probably some in Spanish and some in English at that same point in time. So I can cuss in both languages. So,
well, you want to stay local, too. You know, that's important.
Of course, yeah. Absolutely. So, yeah, but... here we are.
Did you get to the
all of the things that happened of the week, whatever you guys want to get into?
Did you get to the cenotes?
No cenotes on this trip. I have been to a very cool one in the past called Cenote Suitun. That's an Instagrammer's delight. Not that I like to publish Instagram type things. It is a really cool spot.
Those are underwater caves.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, interesting.
It rained a lot, dude. It rained a lot down there, so beach time was quite limited. There was a lot of rain in the Yucatan Peninsula, Central America, Southern Mexico. So I think that's the weather system that is down there right now is why that disturbance has spun off into the Gulf that might become Tropical Storm Claudette.
Is that Tropical
Storm? That's right, Mark.
Claudette is with us.
We are coming for you.
All right, man. Well, yeah, we probably can't laugh past our issues, can we? The Mavs have had an incredible and unforeseen week of upheaval.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't necessarily know where to begin with you. So feel free to grab something. I mean, this is massive for an organization that does not treat change lightly at all, does it?
No, and look, I'm going to tell you guys off the top that my reaction to these things obviously will be a lot different than somebody who is on the outside looking in. And look, it's not like I'm sitting around in Rick's office all the time, or Donnie's office for all that matter, but we're talking about people that I've had. In Donnie's case, I mean, I knew him when I was, you know, working at the ticket before I started working at the Mavs, and so I've known Donnie for over 20 years. I've known Rick for 13 years. I have very good relationships on a professional and personal level with them. I mean, things that I would call friendships. They've treated me with an enormous amount of respect and dignity and appreciation and professionalism over the years. So when these things happen, I mean, look, I get that for most fans, this is a results-oriented business and people don't think like it the way I do. But, you know, this is a sad week for me because there are people that are leaving the organization that have been around a long time, that I have great relationships with, and that I've learned a lot from, and who, again, have treated me very, very well over a long period of time. And, of course, the other thing, too, is I know when those jobs change, then there are other jobs underneath those levels of the basketball side of the organization that inevitably will end up with some changes as well. You know, not going to speculate about any specifics or anything like that, but I think we all understand that when a new GM comes in, then there's going to be new people that the GM likes that he wants to bring in, and when a new coach comes in, there's going to be people that are in positions that report to the coach that he's going to want to have his guys in there, presumably anyway. So, you know, there are other people that I have friendships and like and respect a lot and, you know, I'm very close to. And this, you know, means some high anxiety times for them and some potential change for them. So I guess I look at it a little bit differently than a lot of people. But so that's kind of where I'm coming from, at least I would say off the top.
We talked about this a ton leading up to the playoffs, in that if something doesn't go right for the Mavericks, whatever way you want to look at that or want to couch that as, the Rick Carlisle discussion would definitely be out there. Yep. And especially based on the track record over the last 10 years or so after the title, that just not much has happened. Again, I don't know if it's Rick's fault, but the conversation definitely was going to be there regardless. And so maybe we were talking about how this is, it's surprising maybe the timing of it, but it's not surprising altogether. And by all accounts, there's a kid in Slovenia who probably doesn't mind this very much, if you want to spin it in a very super positive way.
I don't know what Luka and Rick's relationships were all the time. Obviously, I have eyes and can see Luka get upset whenever certain timeouts are called or certain plays were called or things like that. So I get it that, there was friction there at times. But I think there's always going to be, within a game, friction between the head coach and a player. So, I don't know and wouldn't presume to guess that Luka's sitting over in Slovenia right now after playing that game today against, I believe it was Croatia, and that he's all happy about it. I think, as we said last week when we were talking, Luka is a mature guy who's been around basketball for a long period of time and understands that change is an inevitable part of this business. As far as the timing of this, if you guys will recall some of our discussions last week, one of the things that I said to you guys, I think we talked about this last week, was that this upcoming year was going to be a referendum year on Rick, because he has 2 years left on his contract, or had 2 years left on his contract. When you get to the last year, most of the time, although it happens occasionally, but most of the time you don't want to be in a lame duck situation with the coach where he's got 1 year left. That's bad for the coach, it's bad for the players, it's bad for everybody in the organization. So you're either going to move on, or you're going to extend the coach that you have. And so, we knew that that was going to be something that was going to be a dominant aspect of things over the Mavs going into this next year. And I'm just speculating here. I don't know. Rick, of course, would be the first person to say every year is pressure and every year is a referendum and every year I'm under the microscope. But it was going to be, in my humble opinion, an even more intense aspect of things and a more prevalent story than usual next year. So maybe that was something he just, maybe he didn't want to deal with that. I don't know. I'm just kind of throwing something out there. Look, there's obviously good timing on his part because of some of the other things that are out there. But the bottom line is this. We knew that after they lost in the first round and that the big extension is coming up for Luka, which is a great thing, but it also starts the clock ticking on his next contract and the fact that he would then be an unrestricted free agent. So we knew this was an inflection off season for the Mavs. I didn't know that it was going to inflect this much in the course of the first 2 weeks of the off season, but this is a major, major off season for the Mavs because the clock is ticking now. This is awesome. Luka's going to sign his huge extension, but this also starts the clock on heading towards unrestricted free agency and building a really good team. So, you have a chance to have him here for a long time and not so he gets wandering eyes like other big names have who have ended up in other places because their respective organizations haven't been able to put the right kind of team around them. So we knew all of this was going to be part of this offseason. I guess I just didn't expect, and none of us expected, that these dominoes would start falling this quickly.
Yeah, this is Mark Folliwell with us, and there's a lot to unpack. It's just a complex thing that will take several months and maybe even a couple years to unravel. But I guess, going back to our conversation of last week, where we thought a major trade could possibly be too much, too difficult to fit into this summer just because of all the parameters, now it looks like, man, I know Mark Cuban will be back, and I know Luka Doncic will be back, and beyond that, I suppose we all better buckle up because we may not be done with, whoa, really? And I guess that's the league right now, isn't it? And the Mavs seem front and center.
Yeah, Bob, and I think that if we're being honest with ourselves, we kind of went into this offseason knowing that there were obstacles to it, But from a player acquisition standpoint, whether that's trades, free agency, or whatever, I mean, I think we all kind of, at least I felt like it needed to be a whoa, really, kind of offseason, because adding talent around Luka so it's not a, and not to say that it's a one-man team, but obviously we saw that things are very, very Luka-centered, and there still isn't an all-star caliber-type player that's next to him, game in, game out, that's there to share the workload. And I know that KP was brought in to be that, and he was that at times last season, 30 points and 9 rebounds a game in the bubble, I'll remind everybody. But obviously he wasn't that this season, you know, for whatever reason. And I think we all understand that, at least I felt like it had to be a whoa, really, kind of player acquisition offseason to the best that they could, because you've got to increase the talent that exists around Luka. Because, again, look what's out there that's winning in the playoffs right now. Teams with multiple all-star-type players. You know, that's just quite simply what you have to have at this point. And so, yeah, you know, we'll see what – the thing that changes, of course, now is you know, what is the new general manager going to be looking for? What is he going to be looking for in a coach? What's he going to be looking for stylistically in players? I mean, all of that, of course, now is subject to a lot of change, and who knows what direction they're going to go with that. But, you know, still at the end of the day, I think this has to be a whoa, really off season from a player acquisition standpoint.
As tumultuous as the last couple of days as they've been, from the article to Donnie to Rick now, I'm kind of, and look, being a little Mavericks fanboy from the age of 10 on, like you, Mark, it's kind of, I'm looking at it as a positive right now, even those things seem so rocky at the top. I think out of chaos sometimes comes positive change, and I'm kind of looking at it like this. I'm almost thinking that, you know, despite the nature of it, where it looks really bad, that we're going to enter this phase of, you know, when we look back at it and say to each other, this was necessary to get to the next level and to get Luka to the next level as well.
Well, look, all I can say is, number one, I would refer back to what I said earlier, is I guess I'm not in that place just yet because...
Well, you have coworkers.
There are people that I have great respect for and great relationships with that are gone, and so I guess I'm not totally to that point, but... I also work alongside somebody in Harp who, one of the many, many things about basketball I've learned from him and his phrases, as he said, is follow, the beat goes on. And that's what this league is all about. Change is inevitable, even though there's been a great deal of stability around here for a long time. And whether or not this is going to be a summer that we'll look back on as needed and good change or a direction where things did not get better. Of course, that all remains to be seen. We all go into it hoping for the best. We'll see what exactly happens with it. But, you know, I'm sad on one hand, but understand that change is part of the business. And so, yes, we all get excited by change on some level, and it's going to be interesting to see what they do and the directions that they go and, you know, the GM and the coach and whoever's coming in here. Look, let's face it, they're inheriting a great situation because you have the hardest thing that there is to find, and that is a franchise player and one that's very young and who has great, great, you know, he's already succeeded. His present is very good with 2 first-team All-NBA selections and then has boundless potential to even grow more and be a bigger player and a bigger successful player in the playoffs moving forward. So, yeah, it's a weird time. I don't know what my exit point from the answer to this question is that you asked me, Corby, other than, you know, let's hope that it is something we'll look back on and say that this was a positive time. But that all, of course, remains to be seen.
Mark, we appreciate you making time for us. The next time I send you an international text, I will give you more than whoa.
Well, it would be appreciated. Yes, that would be. It kind of freaked me out there. I didn't know what you were. I didn't know what well now meant. It's like, am I in trouble? What happened? You know, something going on at my house back home, and Bob's the one who's found out about it.
I probably could have been a little more. You know what? I just don't like to elaborate very much, so I'm a man of few words.
You need to send Mark some cash too, because you ran up his text bill internationally.
His international text.
Can I say very, very briefly? I know we're up against it. I heard one of your guys' earlier segment, and I heard you guys expressing a little bit of cynicism about Dirk. I'm really glad that Dirk is involved in this. Now, of course, the $64,000 question is, how much say will he have in it? And, of course, he's not going to have the final say, as we know. But I think it's wonderful, and I didn't look at it nearly with the amount of cynicism that you guys
good,
did.
Good, good.
I mean,
we're
how
jerks.
Great is it that Dirk is going to be involved in this process?
Yes.
Agreed.
You want to have a hand in it and whose opinion that we would value more. That doesn't mean he's going to get it right either, by the way. But I think it's damn good news that he's part of it.
There's no doubt about it. And yeah. And if I did not express that enough, I apologize, because there's probably room for some cynicism. There's also room for, yeah, but it's Dirk, so that's awesome. So, yeah. You know, both can be
you
true.
You did say that. You absolutely did say that as well. So,
all right.
So, yeah, you got that part of the text you got right. Well, now we're going to have to work on that. That part of the text you did get right.
Mark, find some right. Friday margs, and we will talk with you soon.
All right, talk to you guys later. Take care now.
Bye, Marky.
All right,
there he goes. Our Mavs buddy, Mark Folliwell.
Mark. The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.